Support for agricultural weather on WILL comes from Busey. With over 145 years of agribusiness experience, Busey offers solutions, resources, and expertise to support local landowners. Busey, your dream, our promise.
Good morning, everyone. This is Dave Dickey with the opening commodity market report. Russia's Interfax News Agency is reporting today that Russia's government has decided to impose duties on grain exports. The move comes amid concerns about rapidly rising food prices in the domestic market. Russia's consumer inflation has almost reached double-digit readings due to a rapid depreciation in the ruble's value, along with Moscow's ban on food imports from countries that sanctioned Russia due to the annexation of Crimea. This morning, private exporters reported to USDA export sales of 166,600 metric tons of corn for delivery to unknown destinations, that during the 2014-15 marketing year. Swiss seed developer Syngenta AG today says that it has reached the official notification from China's Ministry of Agriculture permitting the company's strain of GMO corn known as MIR-162. Over the past year, China has rejected more than 1 million metric tons of corn and corn product imports from the U.S. found to contain MIR-162, triggering lawsuits against Syngenta from grain companies and farmers. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is trading 17,871. It's up 66 points. The NASDAQ is 4776, up 11. The S&P 500 is 2,073, and it is up just over 2 points. Joining us now with a look at agricultural weather is World Weather Incorporated meteorologist Drew Lerner.
Most of the Midwest will likely experience a little bit of a warmer bias to the temperatures for the next several days, at the same time not experiencing much in the way of significant precipitation. All of that will change as we move into next week as a much more active weather pattern evolves and temperatures will turn quite a bit colder. Most of the focus of attention in the marketplace today continues to be on a big storm system that's advertised to be over the northeastern part of the Midwest during the Christmas holiday and travel into the Great Lakes region as well as the middle and north Atlantic coastal area could be somewhat tenuous as we get into the middle and especially the latter part of next week. That storm system is too far out in time right now to have a lot of confidence, but a much colder scenario playing out in the middle part of North America will contrast with the warm air that will become trapped along the east coast of the United States, and the result will be a large storm system most likely. The question is, how intense will the storm be and exactly what the timing of that storm will be as well. For the Midwest, though, we are not expecting to see much in the way of storminess across the region. Last night, there was a little wintry mix of precipitation that occurred in the southwestern Corn Belt, and that will linger a little bit today, but it doesn't advance very far into the Midwest itself. We will expect to see most of the precipitation in Missouri, maybe southwestern Illinois, southern Iowa, and eastern Kansas. These areas may pick up another trace to an inch or two of snow, but the precipitation event is falling apart and will not make it any further to the east. After that system passes, it should be quiet in the rest of the Midwest until we get out towards the early part of next week. Sunday and Monday in particular, we'll see another disturbance moving across the upper portions of the Midwest. It will generate a little bit of occasional snow. It will be somewhat of a disorganized storm system, at least initially, and then as we move on into Monday and early Tuesday, the system will become a little better organized. Snowfall during the early part of next week will become more significant. We could see accumulations run from 2 to 4 inches from portions of Minnesota and Iowa into the heart of the Great Lakes region. That is the seedling for the much larger storm system that's expected to evolve as we get into the latter part of next week. Wednesday and Thursday at this point looks to be quite stormy across the Great Lakes region, southeastern Canada, and the North Atlantic coastal states. These areas could see that significant snow event evolve, and if it does occur as advertised today, there could be a blizzard and a significant significant amounts of snow as well as heavy rain along the Atlantic coast at times from that storm system. The winds could be quite impressive behind it as well, with colder air pouring into the middle of the country after the system passes. In the meantime, it looks like South America's weather will continue to be mostly favorable. We're going to be seeing quite a bit of rain occurring across a big part of Brazil, and the temperature bias there is going to be a little bit cooler than usual, and the end result of that is going to be basically a slow rate of drying between rain events, and that raises the potential for a little bit of runoff of significance and possible flooding. Now, places like southern Minas Gerais and portions of Sao Paulo, Brazil, are really quite low on water supply, and this scenario that's going to be evolving over the next week will help to improve the water levels. In the meantime, in Argentina, a lot of attention is being paid towards the southern part of the country. It looks like Argentina's south will likely see a net drying biased environment, even though some rain will occur briefly tomorrow into Saturday. After that, it won't rain for a week, and temperatures will be kind of cool over the weekend and then turn much warmer later next week. The end result is going to be a little bit of a decline in soil moisture. No serious crop stress is advertised quite yet, but maybe in January if rainfall does not improve prior to that point. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.
Support comes from AgriGold, celebrating their 12th year as a major corporate underwriter of Illinois Public Media's ag programming and e-newsletter. AgriGold's support allows their customers and growers everywhere to receive quality ag information at no charge. More information on AgriGold is at AgriGold.com.
Let's see how futures are currently trading. Hard red winter, March wheat is 671, up 5. May, 675 and a quarter, up 5. Soft March, 635, up 2 and 3 quarters. May, 637 and a half, now 37 even, up 2. March corn, 411 and a quarter, up 3 quarters. May, 419 and 3 quarters, up 3 quarters. July, 426 and a quarter, up a quarter. December, 434 and a half, down a half. January soybeans are 1029 and a quarter, down 1 and a quarter. March, 1036 and 3 quarters, down 1 and 3 quarters. July, 1051, down 1. January soybean meal, 364.20, up 70. March is 352.90, up 80. January soybean oils, 3206, up 9. March, 3219, up 3. Joining us on the telephone to talk about the markets is Aaron Curtis at MITCO, and he is in Bloomington, Normal, Illinois. Happy holidays, Aaron.
Happy holidays to you, Dave. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
All right, good, good.
I'm got the binoculars out for the Santa Claus sighting.
Well, I think the market is kind of a wait-and-see mode here today. Just not much going on here, Dave, so maybe we've already moved on to Christmas celebrating here in the trade anyway, as there's not much going on. Kind of waiting and seeing what the wheat market does. Higher overnight here, kind of perked up here middle of the session in the overnight trade, and now fading here a little bit as we continue to watch to see what kind of disruption there's going to be in the Russian wheat exports. So the market's take a little bit of a wait and see, and then you look at the corn and bean markets, Dave, and they're just not much new news, and that leads to not much trade here early this morning.
So what we have, I mean, what little news we have is that Russia's Interfax news agency says that Russia will have import duties on grain exports. I think the trade was probably anticipating that was going to come. Problem is there's no traders paying attention because they're all gone home.
I think that's right. Pretty thin. And, you know, sometimes that thin trade can lead to some wider ranges and some interesting trade, but not happening so far here today. We will have export inspections out at 10 this morning. Otherwise, it's your normal weekly reports here this week, and really not much other news to trade off of. Of course, a noon close on Wednesday. Mm-hmm. Market will be closed all the way until 8:30 on Friday. So really, when you look at total hours of trade, there's just not a lot this week, and not expecting a lot of news here to push the market either way.
So I suppose we ought to talk a little bit in what time we have about what happens when we come back in January. What are the market movers? What could happen?
Well, a couple things. First of all, you know, we got the crop report on the January 12th, so that's going to be a big mover. A lot of anticipation to see what the markets or trade USDA is going to do with acres and yield. and how the trade responds to that and what that means for ending stocks. We're going to talk a lot about fund rebalancing here as we get into the first of the year. That's always a hot topic in the first couple weeks there to see what goes on there. Obviously, the funds that are dealing a lot in the energy side have seen some pretty heavy losses here with crude oil doing what it's doing, so we'll see how that influences corn and beans, and then we'll probably take a brief look and see what South American weather looks like a couple more weeks down the road here. We'll see if there's any changes down there. Nothing really for the market to talk about today as far as South American weather, but, you know, that can change quickly depending on any changes in weather patterns. So probably a couple of the news stories right there, with probably the biggest one probably being that crop report in January, because that typically can be influencer of the market steep one way or the other, Dave.
Okay, well, we'll look forward to all of that. Thank you, Aaron.
Well, happy holidays to all your listeners, Dave.
You too. Aaron Curtis of Midco, and he is in Bloomington, Normal, Illinois. March corn trading 4.11 up a half. May 4.19 and a quarter up a quarter. July 4.26 unchanged. December's 4.34 and a half down a half. January beans 10.28 and three quarters, down 1 3/4. March 10.36 and three quarters, down 1 3/4. Now down 1.5. July 10.51 and they're down 1. You're listening to Illinois Public Media, WILL 580 AM and 90.9 FM HD3 Urbana.